State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Dum-de-dum.
Today, we have a story about the time one of the most famous television characters in history reenacted one of the most famous psychology experiments in history. The character's Cookie Monster, and the experiment, well, for Cookie Monster, it was called a game.
The game where we give you a cookie!
This game had a catch.
Wait!
Whoa, why me? Why wait?
Because this is the waiting game, and if you wait to eat the cookie until I get back, you get two cookies!
One now, or two later.
Good luck!
The game Cookie Monster played is based on a series of experiments that have come to be known as the Marshmallow Test. The study is famous because of what researchers learned decades after doing the test. Kids who had been able to resist the temptation of the first marshmallow turned out to have much better outcomes as adults, including higher SAT scores and a lower body mass index. This research was all about delayed gratification. And once the benefits became clear, the next question was, how can you teach kids to overcome that first impulse and wait for the longer-term reward?
Why waiting game have singers?
Because singing is a really great strategy to use when you have to wait for something that's really hard to wait for.
Oh, in that case, me try musical strategy.
Cookie Monster's strategies were all about distraction and willpower, which is great, but
the one thing that we know from the last decade of psychological research is that the more you try to exert willpower, the harder it becomes with each next trial.
David DeSteno is a psychologist at Northeastern University, and he thinks any strategy that relies on willpower is a weak approach for teaching kids how to overcome their impulses. DeSteno says his research shows there's a much stronger, built-in way to resist temptation, and it involves harnessing the power of human emotions,
which target a completely different process and mechanism of the mind.
DeSteno says the current approach for kids is often to teach them to tamp down their emotions so they can effectively solve their problem.
We're not teaching kids how to use their emotions as tools.
But our emotions can be tools, and we know this. Fear, for example, can motivate us to avoid a dangerous situation. DeSteno studies how emotional states can help decision-making. In one experiment, DeSteno and his researchers asked participants to remember a time when they felt grateful for something. Later, they gave them a test to see whether they would take immediate cash or be willing to wait for a larger payout down the road.
And what we found is that when we make people feel grateful, they value the long term more, and they're much more willing to wait for longer term rewards than to take the immediate cash.
And this isn't just a trick to avoid the thing you want. DeSteno says people who spend time focused on being grateful simply make a different calculation. They value the long term more. So for Cookie Monster,
what we would tell Cookie Monster to do is, if you're going to face a challenge, before you face it, stop for a moment and think about something that you're grateful for in your life and focus on it.
Focusing on a helpful emotion, like gratitude, can change the whole equation for long-term thinking. So whether you're a kid or you're Cookie Monster, waiting won't seem so hard.
Okay, me waited long enough. Cookie!
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.